Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week marks the passing of a French classical scholar and archaeologist who is celebrated as the father of Egyptology. Jean-François Champollion was born in Figeac in southwestern France on the 22nd of December 1790. He was educated privately until he was 9 years old, when he was sent to join his brother at the Académie de Grenoble. In Grenoble, under the influence of Fourier, a former secretary of the mission in Egypt, and of his elder brother, Jean-François, focused his study on the ancient languages of the East and of Egypt in particular. In 1807, Jean-François moved to Paris, where he studied at the School of Oriental Languages at the Collège de France, dedicating himself to the study of various Oriental languages, including Persian, Ethiopic, Sanskrit, Zend, Pahlavi, and Arabic. Champollion also began work on a dictionary and grammar of the Coptic language. Still only 19 and exempted from military service thanks to the intervention of Fourier, Champollion returned to Grenoble as an assistant professor of history. In 1814, he published his two volumes entitled L'Egypte sous le Pharaon. In 1815, Champollion was left without an academic post when the Faculty of Letters in Grenoble was closed, but he continued his work, and it was in this period that he made his breakthrough. Examining the Rosetta Stone and other texts brought from Egypt, he began to identify a relationship between the hieroglyphic and non-hieroglyphic scripts. He initially summarised this in his famous letter, A Missio Dacier, in 1822, followed in 1824 by a longer thesis on the hieroglyphic, figurative, ideographic and alphabetic systems of ancient Egypt. It caused a sensation, providing the long search for solution to the translation of Egyptian hieroglyphics. In 1826, Champollion became director of the soon-to-be-opened Egyptian Museum at the Louvre. From 1828 to 1830, he conducted his only expedition in Egypt. When he returned to Paris in 1831, a professorship in Egyptian history and archaeology was specially created for him. Champollion died suddenly on the 4th of March 1832, in the midst of writing his great Egyptian grammar and dictionary. This was published by his brother after his death. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.